Simin Samachalim Sif Yud Beis. Hashem Hu Hu Elokim B'Sha'imin Ois B'Yom Kippurim B'Tfilas Nida Zayin Pamim Min HaKosher. It's an acceptable thing. Why? Because we are Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu who dwells above the Shiva Rekiyim. So that every time we're speaking and relating to a different Rekiyah and not to a different Hashem. Mishnah Berurah brings that we say three times Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei B'Yom Kippurim. It's also mutter, but it also does not imply that there's more than one Koyach Elyon. It's just referring to the Mechazik, that Amuna in ourselves. And the only one that we have to be very careful about is Shema Yisrael, not to say more than one time. It says more than that. Since we said Shema Yisrael only one time, the fact that after we're repeating Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei, it doesn't look like referring to other Rishuyos, because if we held them other Rishuyos, we should have already done it by Shema Yisrael. Amosas Yeshayimim Sheyesh Lizor Shalolasis Lanois Al Shum Bracha Beis Bamim Omein. Some say that also when you hear Bracha, you shouldn't say Omein Omein, because it also sounds saying Omein to two different Rishuyos, two different Koyches. Mishnah Berurah also brings over here. There's a discussion in Achareinim, but Lamaisa it is also. He says if one says Omein Vi Omein, that is permitted, like it says in the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam Omein Vi Omein. Mishnah Berurah adds that if a person hears two brachas, that he should answer amen to, so it's enough to say one amen for both. But there is a maila, it is a lachatchila, to say amen for amen in such a situation.